You're listening to SBS News.
After a week in which Russia stepped up its attacks on Ukraine, raining missiles down on key cities, including in the capital Kyiv, there are signs the fresh offensive could be coming to an end. Russian President Vladimir Putin says there is no need for more strikes on Ukrainian cities for now.
Еще придется наносить.
Ну, сейчас нет необходимости массированных ударов. Сейчас...
Right now, there's no need for massive strikes on Ukraine. For now, there are other tasks, because I believe out of 29 targets, only 7 did not hit as the Ministry of Defense planned, but they are going to get them gradually. There's no need for massive strikes. In any case, not for now. In the future, we'll see.
But in a different interpretation of events, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia is in the atmosphere of defeat and hopelessness.
Looks like a worried enemy. Listen to what and how they ask the leader of these terrorists when he goes out to the people, to journalists. Russia is already in the atmosphere of its defeat, already in the atmosphere of hopelessness for itself. Yes, they still have people they throw into attacks. They have weapons, missiles and shaheds, which they use against Ukraine. They still have the opportunity to terrorize our cities and all Europeans, blackmail the world, but they have no chance and they won't because Ukraine is moving forward.
In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky has also urged his country to continue its reconstruction efforts, saying electricity has been restored in most regions following this week's Russian bombardment. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund is urging Russia to stop the war in Ukraine, saying the conflict is creating new risks to the global economy. The IMF's Nadia Calviño says the war is having massive worldwide implications.
The main message that has been expressed by members in these days has been one of identifying the war as the single most important factor bringing about uncertainty, instability and the cost of living crisis throughout the world. The impact of the war goes well beyond the European borders. Most countries are suffering food insecurity, energy insecurity, rising prices, or even financial stability risks due directly or indirectly to the war. There's been a strong call for Putin, for Russia to stop the war.
IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva says policymakers must keep up the fight against rising prices.
On a human level, on a practical level, on an objective level, stop the war. Stop the war. I'm looking at this audience. Wouldn't you be thinking that this is a most straightforward way to get the world economy in better shape? Stop the war. And that actually echoed throughout the meeting as a message we align with one exception.
In Europe, a German weekly news magazine, Der Spiegel, has reported that Sweden is refusing to conduct a joint investigation into a gas leak in the damaged Nord Stream pipelines for security reasons. The pipeline supplies crucial energy supplies from Russia to Europe. Sweden's outgoing Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson, has rejected the allegations.
As I understand it, that is not true. We are working together with Germany and Denmark in this issue. That's what I heard from the agency. The Swedish investigation is still undergoing. We were rather quick being down in the water to investigate and also brought some material up that is now analysed, and that analysis is still going on.
Ms. Andersson says there is a key takeaway from the leak.
When it comes to Nord Stream, I think the number one lesson is we should not be dependent on fossil fuels from countries we don't want to be dependent on. Russia, but there are also other countries. We need to speed up the green transition. We need to produce our energy to a larger extent within the European Union.
Meanwhile, US State Department officials say they are deeply disturbed by reports of Ukrainian children being kidnapped and put up for adoption in Russia. An investigation by the Associated Press has found hundreds of thousands of children are being deported to Russia to be placed with foster families and raised as Russian. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel has called it reckless.
Our embassy in Kyiv, we're especially moved by the AP story yesterday on Russia's ongoing and deliberate efforts to kidnap children from Ukraine and transfer them to the Russian Federation for adoption. Russia's human filtration operations is something that we remain extremely disturbed by and focused on. As the Secretary said in July, reports indicate Russian authorities are deliberately separating Ukrainian children from their parents and abducting others from orphanages before putting them up for adoption inside Russia. Estimates from a variety of sources, including the Russian government, indicate that Russian authorities have uprooted 260,000 children from their homes to Russia, often to isolated regions in the Far East.
Questions are also being asked about media reports that SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk has requested the State Department to take over funding his satellite network. The satellites have provided crucial battlefield communications for Ukrainian military forces during the war with Russia. In reply to media queries, the State Department's Vedant Patel had this to say.
I'm aware of those reports, the press reports specifically on Starlink, and I would refer you to my Pentagon colleagues to speak to specifics. But in general, the U.S. has provided significant assistance to Ukraine to maintain its internet infrastructure and connectivity, as well as cybersecurity in the face of kinetic and cyber attacks from the Kremlin. This assistance includes thousands of satellite phones, data terminals, and funding for hands-on technical support to essential service providers in Ukraine.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.